What did Mother Mum say? Mother Mum said it happened to her son. This couldn't be more perfect, could it really, to introduce Marion? Morena, Marion.
Oh, Morena, Karen. It's lovely to be here with you and Finn.
I have been wanting to meet you for such a long time. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, gosh, have you?
Yeah, over the years with Finn. Hi, Finn.
Morning. I'm always bagging on about her.
You are, always. If it's not, I didn't know it was Marion, just Mum.
Yeah, Mother and Mom.
Yeah, Mother and Mom. That's right. So you're in town, Marion, to Finn was doing a show or two.
Oh, yeah. We went to both nights of the show. It was amazing.
Tell us more.
Well, I didn't know quite what to expect, which is always really great.
The exploding, what do they call it? The exploding Rainbow Orchestra. Right, yeah.
Well, I knew a little bit, but when you actually go into that amazing building, what's the name of the building?
Hopetoun Alpha.
You'd have no idea what's in there. It sort of becomes like Alice in Wonderland or something, because it all opens up into this incredible museum to do with history and uses of marijuana. Is that how you'd explain it?
Yeah, not many gig venues in Aotearoa are also dedicated weed museums, but this one is. And there was the vicar there, who was the weed vicar, named Christ. And in the middle, you'd rock up for sound check, and he'd be ripping a bucky. He'd be like, hi.
Ripping a bucky, what does that mean?
Well, it wasn't technically a bucky. A bucky is when you smoke, it's like almost like a super bong.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have a bucket of water and then a 1.5 litre bottle of Coca-Cola cut in half, and then you sort of... But he had what we call a volcano vaporizer. I'm not meant to know this much about weed. It's boring. But he definitely would be able to make it interesting for you. And he was imbibing all around us all the time. And if you compare it to most venues, you know, where there's a bar around, I might prefer this one. I might prefer Christ rocking around doing his thing, because vibe was very good.
That was a sound check. What was the gig like?
Oh, but just mention his suit.
Oh, three-piece cannabis leaf suit.
Right. Tailored completely for his body. It was quite remarkable.
Either that or no shirt at all. He was oscillating. But the gig itself is hard to describe, but 35-piece orchestra.
Yeah, I've been to a previous one. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
All dressed in the flowing rainbow robes. You get called up by Josh and they say, hey, do you have an unreleased song that you would like us to arrange for you? And basically, would you like us to make your dream come true?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you get up there and none of us had heard the arrangements of our song before. So you give them a demo, and it can be, your demo can just be acoustic guitar and vocals. And then they put it to 35-piece orchestra. And the first time you hear it is at the sound check, at the rehearsal. So you have no idea how it's going to go. Orchestra.
Is that deliberate?
Yeah.
So you're quite surprised.
Orchestrations of that magnitude can go in any direction.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very surprising.
But did you like it?
I loved it. But it kept giving me frights. You go up there and it's just a whirlwind, honestly. You look down and Don McGlashan's down there with his, not the sousaphone, I always get his instrument, the euphonium.
Is Don back in town?
He's back in town, he's in the orchestra, and he's got the sheet music of your weird random song in front of you, and you think, how did I get here? But yeah, how was it, Marion, from the audience perspective?
Well, first night we were just on the ground, so to speak, and... It is a spectacular that doesn't fade, you know what I mean? Like, normally you get used to a bit of spectacular boom when you arrive, but it mounts and mounts and mounts. And, yeah, it's just incredible. And then the second night, of course, the first night, Finn was on at the end, so we were kind of like, oh, my God, this is amazing, like having this, you know, build up to everything. And the second night we went upstairs, which got completely full of people, and looking down was a really different experience as well, as you can imagine, a place like that. Looking that you can see people playing, and that's the thing that was quite exciting as well, as the oral moment, the watching people playing, that many people together in unison, and then the artists themselves.
Yeah, the musicianship's incredible, isn't it?
How much better can it get? You know?
Yeah, brilliant.
The orchestra's taking up bloody half of the whole room. The audience, I mean, if they weren't in the rafters, there'd be no room for an audience.
That's right. Hey, I went to Wellington.
For the Silver Scrolls. Did you take me up on my offer?
I tried to take you up on your offer to take Fern for a walk. That's the dog.
Yeah, I was like, Karen, I've got a dog I know that I'm friends with.
Yeah, so I rang Stefan. and said, oh, I'll be there tomorrow to pick up the dog. It was all good. He was somewhat bemused by the request. and so the next morning was a little bit late, and an hour or so late, and I rang him just to confirm the time, just to make sure that Fern would be ready waiting.
Really?
but somebody else had taken Fern for a walk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was okay.
You never even made eye contact with
Fern.
You are going to have to go back down to Pōneke. Honestly.
To take Fern for a while. I will now. Again. I went up Mount Victoria. That was great.
Oh, so you had a good time in there.
Alice Street, at the end of Alice Street there.
What was your pick for Silver Scroll? Now that the dust is all settled.
My pick, to be entirely, frank, it wouldn't have been any in the top five.
Ah, yes. Hey, but that just means there was a lot of good stuff in the top 20, right?
So there you go. But I love seeing Dick Move do their version of the letter.
Oh, yeah. Lucy was in the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra. So it was a bit of a ticket tour for her.
All right, let's go. You're here for problems. So, and Marion, you're here to help out. And we're really sort of in terms of Finn's upbringing. we'll know where he gets his empathy from. What are you laughing about? He does, definitely. Here we go. So, dear Finn.
Dear Finn, I got a problem.
Finn or Marion, do you reckon? I'll just tell you the problem. This is problem number one. This is an age-old problem, a romantic problem. I really like this guy, but he gives me mixed messages. We slept together one night, and since then he's been friendly, but he hasn't invited me back to his flat. The more he treats me like this, the more attracted I am to him. What's wrong with me? Wow.
I'm going to defer this one.
So, Marion?
I'm going to pop it over the net to Mum.
Mother Mum. Okay.
Mother Mum.
Hi, it's Mother Mum here. I think it's completely valid to feel confused, but I don't think there's anything wrong with you sleeping with someone. You know, you have an attachment that's pretty core at the time, and you expect, you know, that just doesn't go away. So to have this person kind of showing no signs of affection or history of what you two have had together is pretty strange. I think what's wrong with him?
Good call. Is it something that you would open up a discussion with this person about or not? I mean, it's difficult when you can't really talk about it, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the other thing. It's sort of become more and more silenced as time goes by.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's easy to do. It's easy to take the easy road, I think, if you're in his position and not communicate, because it's like...
But what's he going to say?
I think...
What's he expected to say?
I reckon best practice would be a check-in. Not that I've been perfect in the past at that, but I reckon you just be like, hey, set up a little bit of an understanding, you know, because you're going to have to see
each other. Which person? Again.
If you're the guy, if you're the sleeper with her who's not following up. I don't know, though. I think it's also, as Mum said, super valid to have your brain kind of like eating itself about this situation. Don't feel like that's not normal, because, yeah, very much so it is. And, yeah, I suppose if you're in the world of, like, maybe, like, sleeping with people, having a bit of romantic fun, then maybe to save yourself from these feelings, you can yourself get in the habit of, like, hitting the person up if your brain starts to eat itself about it. Just be like, hey, and there's no shame in it. Just be like, hey, I'm a little confused. Let's just clear the air.
What's the next part of that sentence?
Do you want to do it again?
Right.
Yeah.
That could lead to all manner of...
Yeah, because it's like a lot of the time, because you never know. A lot of the times people are just like, oh, we did it once and it's all good and everybody feels fine and you see each other, you say hi. You don't talk about it, and everybody's happy.
Well, the problem with this person, the more he treats me like this, the more attracted I am to him. Mm. That's a problem.
That's like a human problem.
Yeah. Could he be a little bit shy after it? Is that possible?
I would say definitely.
So...
Well, he wasn't too shy in the first instance.
Yeah. She wasn't. But in the cold light of the morning, you know, you can be shyer.
Right. Mm. Okay, yeah. So last word, Marion, what do you think?
I think I agree with the thing that she should... just go and like be friendly, but that might open an opportunity to say something straight.
Yeah, agree with the Finn.
The Finns.
Yes, yes.
Which otherwise she's going to agonise for a long time and then she won't focus on good stuff.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And what about in your own life, your own romantic life? I know you're...
Oh, it's just a world of people.
No, I know your mum and dad, but before mum and dad, did you have any of this stuff happen?
No, actually, I didn't have that one. You have so many different things, don't you? But
not that one.
No, that's why I'm just kind of saying it out of my kind of emotional side of my brain, because I haven't. That's why I thought, think it's something worth thinking about, other people's experiences. It probably happens quite a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm interested in, to me, I like the psychology of that. The I'm quite interested in attachment theory and how people, you know, their attachment, is it theory? You know, their attachment theory and how as children they're brought up and how they then react in relationships and with other people because of their own perhaps insecure attachment or if they had a secure attachment, then their relationships are generally good, you know. So there's a lot to be said for those very early years for children, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh,
I think we've got a lot to talk about, Mum.
I know. as we get out of here.
You're booking a long coffee.
Okay, let's move on.
Dear Finn, I got a problem.
This one actually is about you, Finn. It says, help. I moved to Tāmaki Makaurau and I misplaced my autographed and framed photo of Finn Johansson that I was given in Ponaki circa 2018. Where can I find a replacement?
Oh, no, just hit me up. I'll send you a free replacement. Those things have a lifetime guarantee, so you're all good. This is technically called a glamour shot, signed glamour shot.
Oh, yeah? Okay, did you hand those out in 2018?
No, well, no, I mean, there was a lot of... like merch, as they say, is the way for a touring band to make any money at all. And I was stupid enough to not go for the plain T-shirts. You know, T-shirts, very good sellers. Instead, I went for signed glamour shots and signature perfume, actually.
Yeah.
Around 2018. And I was actually talking to Tom from Wax Chattels, and he was like, I've moved house 5 times in the last 8 years, and you've always been in the bathroom. They always end up in the bathroom, these glamour
shots. Toilet.
Yes, in the toilet. Right. No, but if I'd said they'd always end up in the toilet, that's only like 10% of the ones that end up in the bathroom end up in the toilet. Also, yeah, if your glamour shot, I get this a lot too, if your glamour shot does fall in the toilet, it's a free replacement as well.
Where are we getting a replacement from? You?
Yeah, just hit me up on Instagram. Okay. And I'll send you another one.
Okay, so you're just Finn Johansson on Instagram?
Finn Johansson 2006.
All right, okay, so there you go. Hopefully that helped.
Yeah, cool. Sorry to hear that you lost it.
Misplaced my autographed and framed photo. Aww. Have you got one in your toilet, Marion?
No.
I don't know what to think of that.
Going back to our first problem, this texter says, I reckon she should love herself more and don't chase him, then he'll want her. Not necessarily.
That adds more complication, I reckon.
Yeah, that whole business of what is it called? You know, no contact. That's just crazy. You might as well just get it out in the open, huh?
Yeah.
Say it.
And it's almost like taking advantage of the same feelings that you're having if you're trying to make him feel the same thing. Mm. But also, like, love yourself is great advice, but then easier said than done, right?
So much easier said than done. You can do that mirror work. I love you. I really, really love you into the mirror.
You looked at me when you said that.
Okay.
Well, my heart's going pat-a-pat now.
Backpedaling very quickly. When people sleep together, this is a text, when people sleep together, we form a psychic cord, but unfortunately he was only thinking from his root chakra. I recommend a salt bath or a scrub with salt in the shower to disconnect. Wow, that's an interesting text.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
You into chakras, Marion?
Oh, I think it could work, this idea.
Yeah, salt. What is it? A salt.
Yeah.
A salt bath or a scrub with salt in the shower to disconnect.
Cleanse thyself.
When people sleep together, we form a psychic cord, but unfortunately, he was only thinking from his root chakra. Very thoughtful.
Yeah.
It's making me feel a lot of emotions, this question. I feel like I've, in the past, thought from the root chakra, and it's...
I think we
You live and learn, but it's a good thing to learn, yeah.
Salt Scrub, wow.
Salt Scrub. Wish I'd known that in the past.
Out damn spot.
Disconnect. Righto, on we go with our problem solving.
Thank you for that text.
Hopefully, yeah, thank you. And I hope we're in some way helping you with this mixed messages from this person.
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. Once it's in there.
Different. Sorry, I'm just playing it.
Yeah. That's all good. Play me out.
I've got a problem.
Okay, this is really easy. We've got if you've just joined us, Dear Finn with Finn Johansson, and are you Marion Johansson?
I'm Marion Castry.
Castry, right. And you work at Unity Books, don't you?
I do, yes.
In Wellington. Yeah. What a great job you have.
Yeah, I reckon. It's good.
So what's flying off the shelves at the moment?
Sally Rooney.
Oh.
Sally Rooney's been anticipated for a long time, and Sally Rooney has finally arrived.
Great.
We've had a lot of celebrating of that, and, yep, it's been really exciting, actually.
And Christmas presents, I suppose people are starting now, aren't they? Thinking about what to get people for Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone. I just know that the decorations are up in the supermarket.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Some.
We have actually been having a busy time, and I think part of it's new books, but you're right, maybe they are starting.
Isn't it the time when, you know, you get it October, start selling in, like, Christmas stock?
We're a little bit different.
Are you?
It's more November, December.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're selling all the spooky books right now, aren't you?
Oh, are you spooky books?
For Halloween.
Oh, sort of, yeah.
Spooky books for Halloween, like for kids.
Sorry, we probably are fun. So I'm probably, you know,
no, that was just
probably
a silly
out
little,
of the marketing role.
Silly little joke.
So what is the name of Sally Rooney's new novel?
It's got Z's in it. What is it?
Hey, she's off work. Okay. This is her holiday. I better ask her what Sally Rooney's new novel is.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
It's
okay.
Called the Rooney of it all.
The Rooney of it all. Okay. Right. The Rooney of it all by Sally Rooney. Or is it called Intermezzo?
Intermezzo. Thank you. I knew there was Z's.
Hey, there was Z's.
All right. Problem number three. Okay. Oh, we have to do this again. Yeah, we've just lost the
get
plot
get us some
here.
More royalties on the jingle.
Okay. Oh, do you get royalties?
Oh, yeah. Apple.
Dear Finn, I got a problem.
Okay, this is easy. How do I tell my partner that I don't really like their new cologne? That smells are very particular, aren't they?
Yeah. They say that the smell part of your brain is right next to the memories part of your brain.
Oh, yes.
And that's why it's kind of Proustian. You know, you can unlock random memories that you could never have access to by just smelling things.
Yes,
that you smelled in the past that you've attached to. So I'd say, like, tread lightly would be my one, because not only is it can you be sensitive and want that smell to not occur, it could mean something could be quite attached. Your partner could be quite attached to that smell.
Right.
Yes, yeah. I don't know.
Tread lightly. I mean, what does that mean?
It is quite Proustian. He wrote that whole 5-page moment with no, as one sentence about all that. At the beginning of that trilogy. I think she could say that she so associates her partner with that original smell that it's weird to have a new one.
Mm. That's a nice way of doing
her,
it.
For her, but then it's his body, his smell.
Or that the smell could bring up bad things. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But then that's like, that's quite nuclear. That's quite a nuclear option to do such a big lie. Could just try saying you don't like it and then go for the nuclear option if it turns out he really. Yeah, but also, if it turns out that he really likes the way he stinks, then you can then, once you've tested the waters and seen how attached he is to that perfume or cologne, then you can decide whether you really care enough. Also, olfactory fatigue is a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like if you smell a thing for long enough, your receptors get, you know, inured to it. So you'll be fine after a while. It's like you come back to your house and you realize that your house smells like that, and you're like, oh, everybody's been smelling that house of mine, but I had no idea.
Yeah, and often you don't really know what the smell is like yourself, you know?
Exactly.
You might smell it, but you don't know what it smells like on you. Does that make sense?
Apparently, like, it's really different for each person. I quite like that idea.
Does it intermingle with your
All your
biome.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Other people might be smelling something completely different to what you're smelling.
Mm. Whoa.
So you're a Lynx man, right?
Oh, every week, Karen. Every week. Yeah, okay, fine. I'm a Lynx man.
Marion, do you have a favourite perfume?
I don't really wear it.
I do sometimes. Yeah. I got a little sample of a Chanel perfume the other day called Chance, which is beautiful.
Chance.
Mm, nice name. Liked it,
took
for the name.
Chance.
Yeah, it did.
I'm rocking the Issey Miyake, I think it is. I got given that.
Christmas present, Marion.
It's a goodie.
Okay. This is about the chakra and the salt bath.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a handful of salt in the bath, or put some on a flannel, or a handbag of salt from the shower, or hang a bag of salt from the shower head. Or have a swim in the sea, which is best? That's from Grizzy. Sorry, I've got to go over here and see this. Yes, Grizzy.
Thank you, Grizzy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I was thinking with the shower stuff, I was like, the ocean could be an option.
Yeah, the sea.
Oh, I like that because, you know, if you do a little ritual, it can really help, I think.
What are we doing there? We're disconnecting.
Disconnecting from all this root chakra business.
Okay, all right. This is a little bit to do with smell, this next problem.
Dear fellow, I got a problem.
This is a bit of a medical matter, but we don't have to answer it from the medical perspective.
We'll put our medical hats on.
Yeah, this is spring has sprung, and I keep having terrible hay fever that makes me tear up.
Oh.
It gets really awkward when I'm hanging out with people during the middle of an allergic reaction. How do I explain myself? Oh, yeah.
That's Dean.
Yeah, tell them.
I'm sure they know, though, right?
Oh, yeah, don't be ashamed of it all. Like, it's quite a big thing in your... hard to hide, I would say. You'd have to be going around with your face all under your hat.
And those funny sneezes that people do with that sort of go back internally.
Mm.
Yeah. Our Dean, the Dean to Marion's Marion.
Oh, yeah.
The partner of Marion, the dad of Finn.
Yes.
Has crazy hay fever. Well, how does he deal with it? Because he'll like remove himself from a situation and go lie down with a thing on his face. It's that bad.
Yeah, I think you can't be doing a face-to-face moment and stuff, but I think everyone realises that there is something happening and you are not in charge of it. Like, you can take yourself somewhere else, but...
Mm. It's miserable, isn't it, for the person who has it?
What was the question?
It gets really awkward when I'm hanging out with people during the middle of an allergic reaction. How do I explain myself?
Say allergies.
Yeah, there's a simple answer to, like, the literal answer to the question is just, it's all good, just explain yourself. I used to have crazy ones too. I reckon keep trying your permutations of your health. Like, I had nasal spray Flexitide, really worked. There's about a million different things that might work. Diet. I don't know. But it's the worst, not being able to. I'm a big not being able to breathe through my nose person. It's no good.
Well, I always feel sorry for people who have hay fever because, you know, we all think it's just mild. It's because we don't have it. We think it's not a big deal, but it's a really big deal for when you have it.
And it's your head. It's your head of all things. It's not like an extremity. It's where you're coming from.
Itchy eyes and sneezing and, you know, it must be incredibly annoying.
Yeah, it is. Take it from one who knows.
do you get hay fever?
Yeah, I've had a long history.
Right. Yeah. And what do? You just say everyone.
It's kind of gone away.
Everyone,
I've got hay fever. Yeah. You'll hear me say that a lot.
In your friend group.
Yeah. Friend group. Attention, friend group. I've got hay fever. Hey, but we're not making fun of you, Texter Anera.
No.
We're making fun of me.
Hey, okay. Well, we're nearly there. Got one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Got time for one more.
Got time for one more, okay.
Dear fellow, I got a problem.
I think this is a problem that you've got.
Yeah, I got a text in about this problem.
Okay.
And, okay, so it goes like this. I recently came back from a holiday in Europe, a five-week holiday, and I see that my flatmates have moved my chair that I had in the living room to outside my bedroom door.
Oh, yeah.
What do they mean by this, and what can I do about it?
They don't like the chair, and here, put it in your own room. Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah, but isn't the living room meant to be some kind of communal area?
Wow. Marion, what do you think?
I've got a more positive look at it because I think maybe they did have some really big raucous alcohol throwing around the place party mm-hmm. and thought, oh my God, the chair, just as things were getting really, you know, full on.
Mm. They're protecting
and they
it.
Shuffled it out of the room. It took four of them and they shuffled it down the hall and they put a towel over it in case anyone threw up in the hallway and...
Mm. That's very imaginative.
And
then
they didn't rip, they forgot because weeks went by and...
I think that actually makes more sense. I get that it's imaginative, but I can't think of a better explanation. Because what is it with not liking a chair?
Yeah. And then like,
why do you put it in the hallway?
Well, it might not match the rest of the decor.
I guess.
Well, maybe
I guess.
They can describe the chair.
That is pretty difficult, though, isn't it? It's like, okay.
I think if they move the chair, they've got the responsibility of an explanation.
Yeah, you can take the chair back to the lounge and say, hey, why is my chair outside my room?
And if
yeah.
they all look away, yeah. you'll know yeah. there's a problem.
What's wrong with my chair? Wow.
What's wrong with my chair?
The tassels.
I'd love to know what that chair looks like.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing about this show. It's like we always need just that little bit more information. It's the worst chair anybody's ever seen.
Hey, maybe it's got so many buttons it hurts when you sit in it. You know those punctured buttons?
Or it, yeah. Or it smells like cologne.
Dead skin cells in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or it sleeps with you and doesn't talk to you afterwards.
Righto, well then, did we solve that problem?
That one's in the bag.
Well, Marion, it's been such a delight to meet you finally, and I'm glad to see you in Tamaki Makaurau.
Thank you so much. It's reciprocated.
Could you come
it's
every week?
It's been an honour to be here. Yeah. I listen to you every week.
Oh, so. Do you? From Wellington?
Yeah.
I wish you were here every week. You're such a great help.
Yeah. It's been a lot more helpful with you here. Me and Karen have been taking a lot of notes, I can tell you.
And you've chosen the music for us? To play us out, what do you want? What do you want to go with? What track, Marion?
A bit of John Doe and X-Scene. See How We Are. X.
See How We Are. Is this something you listen to at home?
Yeah.
All right.
It's an old favourite.
What are you two up to after this? You're going to for coffee to discuss your childhood, aren't you?
Yeah, this has brought up a lot for me.
Yeah,
I think we're going to actually have to have a really big talk. Just get it all out in the air. No, I think we're going to the art gallery.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And Unity Books Auckland.
Oh, perfect. Just across the road. Well, that's great. Easy to get to. Walk through the park.
Yeah, so if you've got any problems, come and just approach us in public. Don't even worry about it. You've seen how good we are.
What is your attachment style then, Finn?
Is it anxious? That's the only anxious. One I can remember. No, I think I'm...
Secure.
Secure. Oh, I don't want to say I'm secure.
When your mother's here, you have to.
Yeah, you nailed it, Mum. Right. I actually do think she nailed it.
Have a great day, you two, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.